Hello.
Hello, Sierra. How are you?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't know if I can be adopted by you, but I saw your Mexico pictures.
So funny.
You have a good time with the family?
I did. We had a blast. Mexico was amazing and necessary.
I know that social media isn't supposed to evoke jealousy, but a little bit of jealousy there.
So funny. I love it.
All right. So we're so excited. Of course, you're coming to KFest 2019 with K104. This is actually at Bethel Woods, which is the site of Woodstock. So you might have to wear some tie-dyed.
Oh, nice. Some tie-dye.
You know, because you have to get the retro 60s vibe. I know you're very fashionable. So think like 1969.
So now I have to switch my whole outfit I had planned up. You just made me switch it.
Now I'm feeling guilty.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, congratulations on the album. I was listening to it today.
Yay, thank you so much. I'm so proud of it. Thank you very much.
Of course, we're playing Thinking About You all over our radio. I love the Macklemore track, too. That was really good.
Yeah. I Love Myself is that song. It's what it's called. And Macklemore, to me, he just dropped gems on that record. I have to say, by far, that was one of the most important songs that I recorded in my recording process, because it meant so much to me, and me identifying with the power of loving myself. So it means a lot to hear you say that. And I'm really proud of this album.
Totally stuck out at me, you know, first listen. I'm like, oh, wow, she had a lot to say. And you know, talk to me about the title of the album and your company, Beauty Marks.
Yeah, so Beauty Marks, my album, is my album title. And then also I label my company Beauty Marks Entertainment, which kind of is all-encompassing for everything that I do, from the management side of my world to the music label side of my world. And I got the cool opportunity to create my own record label almost a year and a half ago. And the first song I released from my label was Level Up.
Yep.
And it's just been an incredible adventure, because it was really me stepping out on faith and just really believing in myself, which I've always believed. All it takes is one person to believe, and that person is you when you're trying to go after your dreams. And so it's been an incredible adventure. I've been learning so much. And I'm really proud of the journey, because now I just learned that Level Up is basically just about to be platinum. And so I'm really proud to say the first song that I released under my label imprint is going to be a platinum record. And, you know, and now Thinking About You, we're on that record, and it's really cool to feel all the love and support from the fans and everyone, even at radio, you know, hearing you talk about how you're playing the record. It means a lot to me. You know, it's been a journey. It's been a while since I've also been at radio and put a song at radio in the way we've been doing it. And I've been learning so much on this journey, and honestly having the time of my life with my music. So I'm really proud of it. I really am. I'm really proud of this journey. And Beauty Marks definitely, it signifies and represents a very special moment in my life and career. And what I say at Beauty Marks is the idea of all the scars you get from the obstacles you face in life are actually your beauty marks. And so that's kind of like embracing life's journey and like the adversities, all that I've gone through in my life, you know, is a part of what's made me who I am. And while they seem ugly and not so pretty when I was going through different challenges, they were actually my beauty marks. So I'm just really proud of the journey and what that means for me.
Yeah, you know, that's such a great message. I mean, embrace what you're given, embrace your beauty marks or your scars, and just go with it, because, you know, you're only given one life, and make the best of it, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You got to maximize life. You got to maximize the time in life, because time only goes forward. Unfortunately, it doesn't go backwards. So, you know, we got to maximize the opportunities and every day. You know, for me, I have even more perspective on life. It's like, look, the gift of being able to breathe, like, that's just one thing within itself before anything else. Like,
so true.
That don't know if they're going to take their last breath tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And so to have the gift of just being able to do that, right? Just putting things in perspective. And, you know, you look at life's journey and you're like, you know what? I really, like, it's all good, right? You know, all that I've gone through, it's all good. And, you know, it all makes you who you are.
We're talking to Sierra, K-Fest artist, actress, host, and now Harvard Business School student. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much. Meanwhile, I'm like literally looking at case studies on my desk in my office right now, stuff that I have to read, but where I'm going to hopefully learn a lot more that's going to make me even better, you know, with what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm actually on the side of being a radio DJ. I'm an adjunct professor at a college. So if you need any tips from the teacher side, you know, you need to cram, I got you covered.
Oh, nice. Listen, have your phone on standby.
So we're going to see Sierra at K-Fest 2019 along with Shaggy and Bozzy and Bryce Vine and Fletcher and Jake Miller and Jeremy Zucker. Going to be a beautiful Saturday night. If you would describe your, I've seen you perform before, and you're going to be doing GMA in a few weeks. If you were to describe your stage performance in three words, what three words would you use to describe?
Lit, fun, energy. We're going to have a good time. I want to bring a lot of energy to the show and to the stage, and the goal is to make sure everyone else has a good time with us.
Well, we're so excited to have you. The buzz about having you has been amazing, and you know, I just feel like I've seen you, and you host things, and you and Kelly Ripa, and the award shows, and I'm like, she's going to be right here in our backyard, so we're very excited, Sierra.
So good. I'm thrilled myself, so I'm looking forward to it.